I can't see it anymore. Well, started. Oh, this started. We should basically, I know what we do for an intro.
What?
Today we're at Averyhill Park in the sun, enjoying the weather, not cloud in the sky.
God, is that why it's so bright in here? That,
welcome to the podcast.
You can't even see the ceiling in here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the Tap Productions Podcast, Hello. Episode 20. Can you imagine, 20 years ago today, that the Tap Productions Podcast would still be going?
It's absolutely incredible.
I mean, it's 2 years older than us.
It's not even 20. No, because you're forgetting to take into account the other 18 years we were doing, plus the couple of years where we weren't even making podcasts. So really, we've been going for, what, 100 years.
Yeah, really, yeah.
We're a century old. We're older than my dad.
And yet we're still not famous. That's quite depressing.
No, we are famous. I got recognised in uni yesterday.
Fucking hell. Welcome to the Tap Productions Podcast, Hello. Episode 20. My name is Ted Nims-Warner. Hello.
Hello, my name is Nick.
Sorry, you might have to do that again. I sneezed.
Hello, my name is Nick Ward. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Would you like a Tic Tac, Nick?
I'd love another one, yeah.
I've been going through these. They've been making me fart more than when I eat KFC.
Brilliant.
Really bad. I'm going to run through the plan and then we're going to crack on, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Opening.
Mm-hmm.
Anecdotes.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic reading.
Mm-hmm.
Letters.
Mm-hmm.
Tack news, which I'm now going to replace celeb guest with.
Yeah.
Anecdotes, Nick's diary.
Yes.
Plugging.
Yes.
Film.
Yes.
Song.
Yes.
End.
Okay.
Okay. I've got some podcast notes. First thing I want to mention, though, before we carry on.
Oh, no, can I just jump in quickly?
Okay.
Big props to the guy who parked his ice cream van outside uni these past 2 days. You've been a brilliant help to our students. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And also, this week's podcast is brought to you by the word Friday.
Oh, don't even start with Rebecca Black. Okay. What I do mention is... A friend of mine from my old sixth form.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, now I feel really guilty.
No, I do just want to say this. Mm-hmm. I want to get it kind of, not out of the way, but I need to say it. It's his funeral today. So we'd just like to say from both of us at TAC and everyone who knew you, rest in peace, James Wood. And, you know, one day, you never know, we might see you going up there taking Jesus's money because, you know, he owes you.
I think so.
He's always good with his money.
Who, Jesus?
No, James.
Oh.
He also could handle his drink. I reckon he could outdrink Jesus.
Oh, who can? The thing with Jesus is...
I don't think you could outdrink Buddha. I think Buddha could fucking own anybody, even the Viking.
Let me put my arguments across here, because...
Okay.
Jesus and the Buddha are with religion, who are not allowed to drink due to sin and the debauchery associated with it.
I don't know, Jesus liked a glass of wine every now and then.
Yeah, but he made it.
Oh, yeah, true.
So chances are he sat there with his little cauldron.
Cauldron.
With his wine in there. And then, then Judas sort of comes in and goes, oh, what's the alcohol content? What's the alcohol content on that? And Jesus goes, nothing, it is alcohol free. And Judas just leaves as if to go, scumbag. And that's it. That is
our... And then Jesus got kidnapped by the moles in the underground society.
That is our alcohol free booze was made.
Any true listeners listening, they would have got that reference from the first to one episode 1, 2, and 3 of the first series.
Moltropolis. Yeah.
Come up with that when we left.
We came up with that on a train journey home.
Shit, man, that was almost 2 years ago. We come up with that, mate. We should continue.
Okay.
I want to talk about the girl I saw.
Okay.
Mate, she was amazing.
I know.
Like,
you
genuinely. Soon as the bus drove around the corner. And I got off the bus. She'd got on hers, but I have no idea what bus it was. But she had just gone.
Your heart was sent all a flutter.
Mate, my heart was snapped in two that I had to text you straight away and just say I saw the most amazing. I love the way that my body literally just went, oh, don't try and chase her.
No.
Text Nick. Let Nick know that how's your morning been? Because I was already late to college as it was anyway.
So you couldn't go after her, one, because you were late, and two, because they don't appreciate you around the kids' school anymore, do they?
Fuck off.
No, by all accounts, she was a genuinely legal woman.
Yeah,
girl,
no.
One.
She was just... I couldn't get over her. I got caught staring as well.
Yeah, you
said... You know when you stare at someone and like, you get caught and you immediately just pull away?
Yeah.
I didn't pull away.
Yeah, you said you smiled instead.
I stared back and just smiled and she smiled back, which was nice.
Wait, a smile or a leer?
No, it was a proper smile.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you just had this eye contact and you just go... and start leering at her.
No, no, it was a proper smile because I got a bit giddy and she smiled back and that made me go a bit, should get off the bus by now and talk to her. I don't know if she was smiling back because, you know, I had my massive headphones on. I don't know whether she thought I was special or not. But
well, if she's listened to the podcast and she's heard your autistic impression,
if you do listen, please get in touch. No, I'm not autistic. They just turn out as impressions.
He is a little bit.
I'm not autistic.
You are a little bit. You're
I'm
so you're incredibly easily distracted. That's the
I'm
main
incredibly
thing.
Easily distracted, yes.
Yeah. So stop looking over there at the pretty couple
no,
and let's get back to the
I'm
podcast.
Not, I'm looking at the cars because it goes silver, 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 colour, silver, 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 colour.
I rest my case, listeners.
They're not pretty anyway, they're both fat.
What, the listeners? How dare you?
No, the couple sitting over there.
All two of them. You insulted all two of these listeners in one fell swoop.
That's just me.
I'm sure you're not fat.
What else have I got? No, that can wait. Oh, I wanted
Sorry,
to talk about...
just not on your keys. You got this Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
There was an exact replica of that on the floor of the 162. I was going to pick it up and
really?
Say, look, we could be tower buddies on our keys, but
oh,
that was a bit sad.
Man. No, you should have.
I might get on it on the way home.
Last thing I want to quickly talk about is last week, I kind of talked about my trip to Southampton a bit.
Yes, you did.
Right. I forgot to tell you about my reaction.
To?
When the fire alarm went off.
Oh, did you? I don't know.
No, I didn't. Right. It had taken me ages to get back to sleep, right? Like
from what, the fire alarm or just
no,
originally?
Initially. Okay. It took me ages to get to sleep, right? So it got to about 1 o'clock in the morning when I finally got to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 3:15 in the morning, considering I don't even live there,
yeah.
Right, the fire alarm went off. Mm. And it sounded like when the bus lowers its ramp.
Yes.
Right, exactly like that.
You did say a little bit about right. it, yes.
So my mind initially engaged, and you know sometimes when you wake up and you don't really think what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for example, one time my mum came in to me and like last week, she said, oh, Taya, I'm going to work. And I literally just turned around and just went, Mum, I don't want to be a Jedi yet. Because I'd been playing Star Wars the night before, right? Now.
I really feel sorry for your mum.
Yeah. Now, I heard this alarm, right? Katie come in, right? And yeah. said, guys, you have to get up. That's the fire alarm. And I shouted, but not said, shouted back at her, just let her off the fucking bus. And then went back to sleep. And in my head, it made sense, right? But the best thing was, I went back to sleep. And then literally 2 seconds later, my head rose and I just literally just looked at her and just went, where am I? And she went, you have to get out. There's a fire alarm. And I realised where I was and I just went, not without my fucking coat. Right? And I don't even live there. And I was the most furious one there. Everyone else was just like, oh, this is exciting. I'm going, I was asleep. What's going on?
That's because they've had to get used to it.
No, that was apparently their first one there.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, all the people at halls down at South Bank, like for the first few weeks, like, oh, bloody old fire drill.
Fire alarm,
now they're just all sort of like...
No, I think because it was their first drill. One, it was so late kind of into the term almost,
well,
like to have one.
Mm.
They got a bit excited over it.
Fair enough.
I got pissed.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
You know, as I think, here we have a tack top tip here.
Tack top tip?
Right, because you know why, of course, they did your fire alarm at 1 in the morning.
Why did they do my fire alarm at 1 in the morning?
Because fires are not convenient and are often unpredictable and can happen at the most inconvenient of times.
How long have we got left? I can't even see the time thing. We
Me
might
neither.
Just have to improvise this episode. 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Okay, so we should move on.
Okay.
You got. So I've got. This week, it's my turn to do dramatic reading.
Yes.
Because we kind
Cause
of.
Because we're outside
cause
in
we're
the middle
outside.
Of the park with no visible text.
Yeah. We kind of improvised, and I'm just going to read the whole podcast plan. Everything on this page, I'm just going to read out.
Yeah.
In what style?
Of the. Ever so dramatic Michael Gambon.
Who's that?
Dumbledore.
I haven't watched Harry Potter films in ages, mate.
Ian McKellen, who is also Dumbledore.
Opening. And it, I'm sounding like more like fucking E4 man.
Yeah, don't do him.
Well, firstly, we have. Right, sorry, listener.
Yeah.
We just got distracted. Two pricks literally just walked past. They didn't walk past us, but they're in eyesight thing, and obviously hearing. But they just literally just walked past with Eminem blowing out their shitty phone speaker. And there's no need for that. If we weren't recording a podcast,
you would do nothing.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably rap along with it and do it a bit loud so they know that I was listening.
Yeah.
Opening. Opening anecdote. I can't be asked to
do
this.
Don't do the. I'll do the format. Opening anecdote. Dramatic reading. Letters replace tack news.
That makes sense.
Anecdote. Nick's diary. Ruddy plugging.
Don't say that.
Oh, stay on, love. It's the film of the week. The song of the week. And podcast notes.
That made top one.
Girl one saw.
What kind of film
have you been watching?
It says I.
Stand up, coming up.
I haven't done that part yet.
Fire alarm reaction.
Yep.
Face. So that was the podcast reading. Plan read dramatically like Peter Dixon, the E4 man.
Now, I know that you've been struggling a lot recently, Nick.
Struggling? Yeah. In what capacity?
I know that the people I wrote to wrote to for you have annoyed you recently. So this week I wrote a letter for you to a letter of kind of complaint but almost blackmail. I'm not gonna lie, it's blackmail.
Right.
It is blackmail.
Okay.
You could get arrested for this blackmail, I'm not gonna lie.
you said I'd like this letter.
No, you will. You'll find it funny. You'll find it absolutely fucking hilarious.
I won't be when I'm in prison.
Dude, right, ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Dear Apple. Right. Hello. I am a son out of a family to which I am a son of.
Good. Just do the double clarification there. That's great, yeah.
I wanted to pick your brains about the core...
Oh, for God's sake,
...of
no.
my argument and some other puns about apples. My point is...
Thank God for that.
The bloody doorbell's going... Right, I'm back. Bloody Jehovah's Witnesses. You'd have thought the sculpture of a devil outside would ward them off. Anyway. Stop laughing. Anyway, your iPhone product is ridiculous. I looked at it and it only did something when I touched it. It should be called the Touch Phone or the Apple Phone because you're Apple and my Granny Smith has one.
No way.
Anyway. Oh, hang on. Bloody door again.
Can we not fast forward this bit?
Right, I'm back. Bloody Tesco shopping arrived. Anyway, my point is, stop being so fucking smug and pissing me off on a Sunday evening. Why are they all white? Racist. Right, that's what I'm going to do. Unless you give my best mate, who's incredibly handsome, in brackets Taylor, an iMac, in brackets, but the best one, then I'm a spread that you're racists. Muchas lavos, Nick, CEO and founder of Pedophile Package Holidays, PPH. So that's your letter to Apple this week. You got pretty distracted with the doorbell this week. I thought you'd like the letter.
Pedophile package holidays.
I couldn't think of anything. I panicked and there was a holiday advert on. Stop breaking twigs. Did you just hear that?
It sounds like children are being murdered.
Yeah, this fucking... what? Sorry, listener. There's a lot of strange things going on in this park this afternoon.
It's a ghost park.
So, what was your best thing about that letter that we're going to send off?
It ended. I don't know. Let's send it all off and hope for the best.
Okay.
Like we have done with every single one.
So we should move on.
Okay.
Tap news.
Go for it. Hang on, wait. This is the tech news at whatever time it is. Here's your anchor, Taylor. Not as in the butter, as in the person. Taylor's not a butter, but anchor is. It's the news.
Fuck's sake. Hello. Welcome to the Tap Productions News. I am your anchor this evening, Taylor Dempsey Warner. First thing we have up is Tap Productions would like to say a big thank you to all of you supporting the Tap Productions YouTube channel, including all the views on the Tap Productions vlogs.
Thank you for the support. It's really good for us. Yeah, that one.
Thanks for all the views that you've
been giving. And the listening of this thing. So we say thank you for being there, you lovely little plums.
Secondly, on the Tap Productions podcast, we'd just like to say, Nick, you ain't seen my Minecraft yet?
No.
No, you need to see my Minecraft.
Tap Productions News.
That is it.
See, easily distracted, Mr. Autism.
Stand-up comedy.
Yes.
I've got a couple of gigs coming up.
You do.
I don't know if I can even make them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've got a lot of work to do, as I've told you.
Oh, yeah, already. Yeah.
I've realised that this is going to be over the sound of me talking. I've got shed loads of work to do. We've got to stop eating Tic Tacs.
Carry on. You've got shed loads of work to do.
Yeah, no, I've got shed loads of work to do. I don't even know if I can make it. But I'm on the poster, ain't I?
You are indeed. You've got your photo on there. Yeah.
Woo! I got a text this morning. 9 o'clock.
Great.
Woke me up.
Well, yeah.
From Sama Wolf, the promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Taylor. Need another bio because Facebook won't let me access the one that you gave me.
Oh, after all the work I did for writing yours.
I know. That's what I thought, but I didn't want to tell her that. So, I wrote a new one.
Great.
Let me find it.
Oh. I don't know why I'm filled with a sense of ominosity about this. I don't know if that's a word, but it sounds accurate.
Put. Taylor uses his... Oh, I was meant to say comical, not conical. Taylor uses his comical wit from his podcast and structure of script to tell better stories than Aesop.
Is that your bio?
Yeah, now it is, yeah.
Taylor uses his podcast wit.
And it's that.
Taylor uses his podcast wit and script to make better stories than Aesop. Yeah. As in the guy who wrote the fables that you learn when you were a kid.
Yeah.
That keep you on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
I think you're setting the bar too low. I think you're better.
We should say quickly, just as I remember.
So at least I still listen to your stories. I don't listen to Aesop anymore.
Ah, true. Happy birthday, Nicola Gander.
Happy birthday, Nicky. Happy birthday, Gander. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And we're to you. Glad that Tom Norton's getting better.
Yep. On the mend again.
I can't wait to get on the mend again. He's looking all okay. That guy over there looks like a skinny Ray Peacock.
So he does. Don't look and laugh.
Sorry.
You think we're laughing at him being fat. But he's not. Are you skinny?
He's not. He's actually a skinnier version.
Anyway.
Right. Have we done... Oh, we should do your diary.
Right.
How much time we got left?
Welcome.
10 minutes. Oh, that's not bad. We're doing quite all right, considering we can't even see what we're doing.
Diary. The 3rd of April, 2011.
2011.
Do you remember the nutty man I sometimes see and subsequently write about?
What nutty man?
For example, the man who did some muttering and then said Genghis.
Yeah, I remember him.
Today, I saw him and he shouted at me. He assured me that foreign beans will beat you up.
Foreign what?
Beans.
Beans.
Yeah, this it was kind of like a crescendo. He kind of went, foreign beans will beat you up. That echoed, didn't it? That was lovely.
That echoed, mate. Possibly not chat again. Sorry. Oh, Eminem's walking past again.
He said it with such conviction, I thought he would be leading the assault.
Wait. Look at that crow.
What crow?
It's totally nodding his head to Eminem.
The little black crow.
Yeah, he's totally nodding his head to Eminem. He's like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm like the Marshall Mathers of the bird world. Look at my Avery and variety. I beat...
That is the cockiest crow in the world. He's cocky,
isn't he?
I'm the crow. I am the crow in the world.
Sweetheart, anyway. If you come over here, I'm going to peck your hole and make the worm come out. That's weird.
The 4th of April, 2011. So here's an interesting business idea. Supermarket trolley distribution.
Oh, God.
The only problem is that I saw a huge lorry belonging to a company claiming to be the world's leading supermarket trolley distributor. So I'd never be able to take my business anywhere. Damn that.
Fucking hell, Nick.
5th of April, 2011.
God. Here we go.
I fell asleep on the train today. And
I thought it was just going to be, I fell asleep.
No.
6th of April
today. Fell asleep on the train today.
Yeah.
And I woke up to find a picture of Michael McIntyre grinning insanely in my face. It was quite scary, but the phrase Mikey Mackey Sleepy helped me remember this anecdote.
That's well good.
That is Nick's diary for the past week.
That is Nick's diary.
Yes.
Oh. You know what? I just want to enjoy the sun.
Fine. Listeners, enjoy with us. Take a few minutes to indulge in this beautiful sunlight that you're not experiencing because you're listening to this and we're actually sat in it.
No, it is really nice, isn't it? It's just calm and everything. It's just... Oh, I'm getting pins and needles in my leg.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has got his hat on and he's coming out to play. The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun would say hello, but his feet are made out of clay.
What the sodding hell are you on about?
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun would go jumping, but the rope he has started to fray. The sun has got his hat on.
Nick, I genuinely...
Hip, 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 hooray.
Stop.
The sun would come get a job, but he is worried about his pay.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray.
The sun has risen up and it is definitely another day.
He's got a t-shirt on that says that he's not gay but his friend is gay.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun has
decided
he cannot find another word that ends in A.
I did a welcome joke today.
What?
Nicola put a status up today that said, she's already getting freckles, she's not even gone on holiday yet, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to Greece tomorrow, bitch.
Aww.
And, she turned around and she was like, someone said something, and she was like, yeah, I get sun-kissed all the time. And I went, oh, is that why the sun's never returning my calls? She's with you, is she? I thought it was fucking class when I come up with that.
The sun has got his hat on. Sorry, the sun has got
his hat
on.
I've got pins and needles
on.
In my leg. Hip, hip, it really hurts. No, don't get out. You made me panic.
The sun has got her hat on.
Yep.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Oh, God.
The sun has decided to ignore Taylor and is with Nicola and Gay. Oh, the sun has got his hat on.
It would have worked better with Nicola today.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun is getting it with Nicola but has decided to ignore Tay.
That is maybe too many syllables.
The sun has got his hat on. Hip, 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 hooray. The sun would go to Southampton, but he doesn't know the way.
We had an interesting conversation,
the sun
right?
The has got his hat
on. Oh, fuck
on. Hip, 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 hooray. This will be the last one because the sun doesn't know what to say.
Right, we had an interesting conversation in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
people were genuinely asking, how do Eskimos show affection?
Eskimo kiss?
No, but like proper affection, like if it was intimate.
So how do Eskimos have sex?
Yeah, I was trying to be, you know, quaint about it.
Carefully and quickly, I'd imagine.
Now, I said, that there was three suggestions.
Yeah.
I said, like everybody else does.
Right.
Someone said, oh, but it'd be too cold, so they'd probably, you know, like they'd have like special flies on their trousers and stuff, and that way they'd keep their clothes on.
Right.
And then someone thought it'd be funny, right? I turned around, right? I literally, as soon as they said this, I went, don't be so fucking childish.
Right.
They turned around, right? I mean, I'm all one for a joke, but this was just literally just trying to be too funny.
Okay.
Turned around and just went, oh no, it'd be too chilly for their willy. Ha 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 ha. No, don't get me wrong, that is funny.
Yeah.
But I literally, I don't know why, my initial reaction just was, don't be so fucking childish. And I wasn't even being malicious about it, it was just naturally. And then they kind of looked at me and just went, well, there's no need for that. And I went,
no, you're right, that wasn't.
Yeah, I literally just went, I don't know why I said that, I'm sorry.
The thing is, I'd imagine, right,
oh,
carefully,
shit, I probably tipped out the lid.
Carefully, obviously, because it is quite cold and you don't want to get frostbite, especially down there.
You whether don't want you to get friction burn, mate.
Whether you are a man or a woman.
Yeah.
Right, but you do have to do it quickly so you can maintain the friction.
Yeah, so you can
because,
keep the body heat, innit?
Right, yeah, body heat. And as men, right, we both know that when it gets cold, you find it harder to keep a bonk on, don't you?
You get it harder? Yeah, no. Ironically, it does get harder to keep a bonk on.
When you're cold.
Yeah.
So that is why they have to do it quickly, so that they can maintain the warmth down there.
What do you reckon they did it next to a fire?
And also, because sperm don't work at cold level.
No, it don't, does it?
What do you mean, over fire?
No, do you reckon they have to put a fire on and then do it near fire?
Probably. I was going to say, it's a bit difficult to do it over fire. Because the only thing I've ever known to go over fire is a spit roast.
We're going to end that section there.
Okay.
Film of the week.
Film of the week.
Oh, we got very smutty this week.
Brilliant jingle for the letter, but I didn't do it.
Oh, what's going on? Do the jingle now.
Well, it was a song.
All right, do it now.
Do stop. Whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, Mr. Postman.
Fuck
please, Mr.
Hell.
Postman, look and see. Oh, yeah, if there's a letter in the bag for me, Mr. Postman. Such a long time. Oh yeah, I've been waiting for a call of my life. Du-du-du-du-du. And I don't know, I only know that song because they did it on SMTV whenever they were reading out the letters they got sent in. It's by the Carpenters.
This week's film of the week
is Year One.
Year One.
Yeah.
Oh,
starring,
you watched that, didn't
you? Starring Jack Black, Michael Cera, the other guy out of Tenacious D.
Carl Gast.
Yeah. Who else was in it? Vinnie Jones.
I don't know, I didn't watch it.
Vinnie Jones, isn't it? Plays a Roman centurion.
Never
has there been
that.
A more contrapuntal thing. Right? Because you got...
What, a Cockney Roman?
You got Vinnie Jones with his Cockney accent dressed up as this pure centurion. Right? And he's getting proper into it and going, who speaks badly? But in a Cockney accent.
That is brilliant.
Really disjointed, but also really good. Who else were in it?
I don't know, mate. I didn't see it.
No, because like there were five people I was going to go, right, those are in it, and those are the people I'm going to
mention. Oh, bless me.
Jack Black, Michael Cera.
Yeah.
The thing is, the film is full of loads of people whose faces you are sure you know.
Yeah,
but you
just
can't name them. And it is really annoying. But it is a really good film, and I would implore anyone who hasn't seen it to see it.
Is it really bad that I missed that girl as soon as I saw her?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Film of the week.
Song of the week.
This week's song of the week is
Love the Way You Lie by Eminem featuring Rihanna.
Yeah.
Or Nick Ward featuring Taylor Dempsey Warner.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, we do that.
So that is this week's song
Check
of the week.
Check out this week's vlog, by the way.
Yeah.
Vlog number
two. Then you will get it.
Yeah, and then you'll get that one.
Song of the week.
Song of the week.
Song of the week.
Song of the
Ruddy week. Today.
Yeah, go on.
You've got something to say?
Yeah, go on. No, I was
okay.
Just going to...
Today.
Yeah.
I was annoyed.
Okay.
Because...
Was that why you were sending one-word answers this morning?
Because I went out on my drum kit, as I do.
How
and then
did?
The woman next door came on and said...
Came on? What, the telly?
No, she came round and was like, that's a bit loud. Can you stop? And my
what time is this?
Like 10.
Ten? No, that's all right.
Right? And I sort of, I was polite.
It was
8 o'clock
in the morning. I would have said something.
I was polite. I was nice. I said, "Yeah, I'm sorry. Me and my dad, we're working on soundproofing it, but we can't at the moment. We are going to get there. It's just we have no room inside. We have nowhere else to put it. We have to put it here. I only do it for an hour a day.
Yeah.
We're going to soundproof it. We are working on it, honestly. And but that's what I said. But I was thinking stuff like, it's a bloody drum kit. You can't play the thing quietly. Even the electric one where you can put your headphones in, you still get the tapping.
Yeah, exactly.
Just without noise. And I can't play them quietly.
I know you can't, because you go mental on them.
I mean, I live in next door. It's going to be a case of, well, if you don't like it, lump it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that can be done about it. I can't just not practice, you know?
No, exactly. So, fuck them.
Yeah, basically. I did stop. And sort of, as you say, it wasn't as if I started at 8. I deliberately wait until 9 o'clock. That is sort of, 9 o'clock is the earliest I will go on.
Yeah, no, that's
because
that's
I think
right. Yeah, I totally agree.
O'clock,
by 9 o'clock, people are up, aren't they?
The thing is, because at the moment, school runs and that.
Yeah, but I was going to say...
9 o'clock, your kids should be in school.
Yeah,
so anyone
exactly.
who has to be up will be
Mind
up.
Mind you, they're now on holiday, but...
And anyone who doesn't need to be up should be getting up around that time anyway.
Yeah, but exactly. No, but still, like, you know... You know, if you started at 7 o'clock, mate, I would have come around and said something to you.
I think it has something to do with the workers, because we had our drains inspected or something, and they needed a bit of silence or something or other. So maybe that was it. But they didn't come round. It was only her.
Well, fuck that.
I'm sure certainly if they were getting annoyed with it, they should have come round.
Yeah, no, she could piss off.
She left, though, she did say it sounded really good, which was all right.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
But that's about 32 minutes.
32 minutes, yeah. Alright, then we'll best jet.
Alright, see you later, everybody.
Bye, people.
Bye.
Bye.